Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 19, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. FinShape partners with Arab National Bank. Fintech solutions provider FinShape has partnered with Saudi Arabia-based Arab National Bank, ANB, to deliver customized banking experiences to their customers. Citi and Lumen Arx Capital launch Synergy. Citi and Lumen Arx Capital have launched the Synergy Strategic Financing Vehicle as a new entry in the private lending market. Union Bank selects Informatica solution. Enterprise cloud data management company Informatica has announced that Union Bank of the Philippines adopted its Master Data Management, MDM, SaaS solution. Digital onboarding obtains $58 million in growth capital. U.S.-based software as a service, SaaS, company Digital Onboarding has secured $58 million in growth capital from Volition Capital. Tesla partners with Origins. Tesla has announced its partnership with U.S.-based lending technology company Origins in order to provide credit union financing to electric vehicle buyers. Kyndryl partners with Canara Bank. IT infrastructure services provider Kyndryl has announced its collaboration with Canara Bank, aiming to optimize the latter's operations. Cashable secures $25.6 million in Series B funding. U.S.-based fintech platform Cashable has closed a $25.6 million round to expand financial wellness solution for employees. Buy Eazzy raises $4.25 million. India-based e-commerce platform Buy Eazzy has announced the raise of $4.25 million in a Series A funding round to accelerate its expansion strategy. DailyPay secures $175 million to support its expansion. U.S.-based on-demand pay company DailyPay has secured $175 million to support its expansion and product development efforts. MasterCard's virtual cards augment medical claim settlements in India. MasterCard has launched a medical claim payment solution based on virtual card technology for healthcare and insurance providers in India. Alvier to expand in Africa. U.S.-based finance platform provider Alvier has announced a partnership with Onafrique, an Africa-based payments network. VoPay partners with GiveWise. Embedded fintech solutions provider VoPay has partnered with GiveWise to launch a new approach to charitable giving and simplify the donation process. Revolut Pay partners with Aer Lingus. Revolut Pay has announced its partnership with Ireland-based flag carrier Aer Lingus in order to provide clients with an optimized checkout experience. Bitunix partners with MoonPay for crypto trading. UAE-based Bitunix, a crypto derivatives exchange provider, has announced a partnership with crypto payment service MoonPay. Wise accuses high street banks of hidden exchange rate fees. For GBP to EUR, Wise reports that HSBC has the highest fee for exchange rates, 3.7%, followed by Lloyds at 3.6%, Barclays at 2.75%, and NatWest, TSB and Santander all at 2.5%. SumUp releases suite of new product features. Global FinTech SumUp has announced its array of new product features to support small businesses at the company's annual event. Davos 2024. AI most relevant for fintech development until 2029. Brian Zhang, executive director and co-founder of the Cambridge Center for Alternative Finance at the University of Cambridge Judge Business School, presented research on the future of global fintech, conducted in conjunction with the World Economic Forum. MoneyHub and Vodafone expand partnership. Voxy by Vodafone has expanded its partnership with MoneyHub, the award-winning top global fintech, to offer customers 12 months of free access to its financial wellness app. Accept Cards becomes employee-owned. Leading payments broker Accept Cards, which works with more than 260 accountancy and financial services firms in the UK, has become employee-owned, with all the shares transferring to an employee ownership trust, EOT. DailyPay closes $75 million equity round. DailyPay, the leading on-demand pay company, today announced it has secured over $175 million to fuel growth. The funding is divided between $100 million of expanded secured credit facility capacity provided by Citi and over $75 million in equity financing, which valued the company at $1.75 billion on a pre-money basis. Ebury becomes Rangers FC FX transfer partner. Rangers Football Club are today delighted to announce a partnership with Ebury that will see one of the fastest-growing global fintech companies become the club's official FX transfer partner. Equilend to be acquired by PE firm WCAS. Equilend, the securities lending trading platform owned by 10 major Wall Street firms, is being acquired by private equity firm Welsh, Carson, Anderson & Stowe, WCAS. JP Morgan to pay $18 million for violating whistleblower protection law. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has charged JP Morgan $18 million for obstructing clients and brokerage customers from reporting breaches of law to regulatory authorities. The payments giant has agreed to pay the penalty charge. Faltering economy, threatened rewards. The headwinds facing credit cards in 2024. After the challenges of the pandemic, inflation, and surging interest rates, the credit card industry enters 2024 steeling itself for a riskier environment. Virtus raises $25 million. Virtus, an integrated SaaS and cloud spend management platform, has announced $25 million in Series B following a year of revenue growth. Voxy expands partnership with MoneyHub. Voxy by Vodafone has expanded its collaboration with MoneyHub to provide customers with 12 months of free access to its financial wellness app. Cart.com secures $70 million debt refinancing. Unified commerce and logistics solutions provider Cart.com has announced the rise of a $70 million debt facility in order to accelerate its development process. Fortis enters the UAE with POS and CRM for merchants. Fortis, a payment solutions provider, has announced its entry into the UAE market with an integrated POS and customer relationship management system. Cybrid expands into B2B payments with cryptocurrency integration. Canada-based embedded finance provider Cybrid has expanded its fintech API platform to include B2B payments and crypto capabilities. Welsh, Carson, Anderson & Stowe agrees to purchase Equilend. Global technology, data and analytics company Equilend has revealed that it will be acquired by Welsh, Carson, Anderson & Stowe. Chainalysis report shows a drop in illicit cryptocurrency transactions. A report published by Chainalysis has shown that in 2023, illicit cryptocurrency wallet addresses received at least $24.2 billion worth of crypto. Gemini receives the green light to launch in France. U.S.-based cryptocurrency exchange Gemini has been approved as a virtual asset services provider by the Autorite des Marchés Financiers. Apple offers to open up NFC payments access to settle EU antitrust probe. Apple has moved to head off European Commission antitrust charges by offering third-party party providers access to the NFC chip technology that enables iPhone users to make contactless payments. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.